You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Disaster Radio is going to be in studio soon to talk about Space Couch, which is happening as part of the Comedy Festival with Tim Batt down at Basement Theatre. This is Disaster Radio's track, Oh Yeah.
A journey to the center of the earth. The instrumental thing is how you see that this is just the place for you and me.
This is Oh Yeah by Disaster Radio, who we have in studio. Kia ora, Luke. How are you?
Kia ora. Good morning.
Lovely to have you in here. We've also got Tim Batt, who's having a boogie in the chair there.
Certainly am. How can you not to that song?
It is a great song.
Doesn't matter song. What time of the day, man, when that song comes.
It's, it's just the same thing over and over again. It's just the same bit.
But the same bit's a good bit. That's all you need.
Just keep it on a good bit.
You could say the same of Mozart, Disaster Radio.
That's true.
You certainly could. Hey, we've got you guys in the studio because you come up to talk about Space Couch, which is a live comedy chat show with you, Tim Batt, and you, Disaster Radio. So what can you tell us about Space Couch? First of all, intriguing name, very interested, and comedy, live comedy chat show. So are you hosting it, Tim?
That's right, we're co-hosting it.
Co-hosting,
so I will sort of be the David Letterman.
And I'll be the Paul Schaefer.
We love it, it's a good duo, nice.
We have a bit of an announcement to make on BFM, exclusive for you.
Very exciting.
Rachel and Tess, and that announcement is that Space Couch, who is another character in the show, will be portrayed by Paul F. Tompkins, who people might know
very cool.
From BoJack Horseman. or Far his out. Illustrious podcast career. So he is the voice
he
is of the Space couch.
Couch.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
So there's a whole story. So the show is it's a chat show. So we've got a different special guest and a different guest comedian who will perform a set right. for us every single night. So you can come multiple times and see different shows.
Fantastic.
The story of Space Couch is that during the Cold War, when the Americans and Russians were facing off in the space race, the Russians were winning so much that they just sent an American sofa into Couch to mess with the Yankees.
Nice.
And then it became sentient in space and became obsessed with American late-night TV shows. And so it became convinced it wanted to host its own chat show.
Because why not? Fair enough.
Exactly.
So it's a beautiful pink couch as well, looking at your lovely poster here, too. Mm. Nice.
That's what happens when couches go radioactive, they go pink.
Yeah.
But only in space.
Nice. Only in space, mm-hmm. only space couches. Mm-hmm. Speaking of pink, I just have to point out that Luke has the most fantastic T-shirt on this morning. It's got a unicorn and a castle and a beautiful rainbow. The unicorn's, like, horn is also glowing as well. There's a lot going on
there. TheMountain.com.
TheMountain.com.
I found one when I was on tour in upstate California at a tourist trap, and then I came home and ordered another 7. Because it's such a good fit. I can't fit. I got a weird fit on the armpit.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a t-shirt that's kind of low fit, and this one is just good and snug.
Just perfect, nice yep. and snug.
Got to be snug on the pits.
So what are you gonna be doing while the Space Couch is happening? Are you gonna be making some tunes in the background?
Yeah, we've got plenty of little theme tunes, jingles, sound effects of all kinds. Technology. I'm the
technology. Yeah,
Luke's also very funny in his own right. So we'll be having a little tete-a-tete on stage.
Nice, very nice.
A convo, a little bit of banter.
Nice. Yep. So who are some of the people you got up? Are you allowed to reveal any
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, sure. So we will reveal like a little bit later on. The show opens this Wednesday at the Basement, but we'll reveal a little bit later on who's on what night. But Chloe Swarbrick's going to be on. We've
Fantastic.
Got Dave Farrier in for a chat. Paula Bennett will be joining us one night.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, we've got some cool cats coming on.
Very
some
cool.
Very cool cats. So and a whole galaxy of comedians as well. Guest comedians, so like Melanie Bracewell, Alice Sneddon, you know, new comics every night.
Be popping onto the couch.
Oh, yeah.
The space couch. I just love the idea of a space couch. Anything to do with space and I'm sold, to be honest.
Yeah, Tim said it's called Space Couch and I said I'll do it.
Yeah.
That was it.
It's a bit of an ode to my favourite TV show, Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
I have to
Ghost.
Confess. Yeah.
What is Space Ghost? I'm not familiar.
Oh, I honestly could write like a 5,000 word essay on
you
it,
should.
But the short version is it's the show that launched Adult Swim, which is a quite esoteric, mainly animation network in America.
Adult Swim, did they do like, did they do... They did the what now?
They do. They carried a lot of Tim and Eric projects.
That's right. Yeah.
They do like the Eric Andre yep. show
right.
as well. More recently, and Equitaine Hunger Force, yep. C-Lab 2021.
C-Lab 2021 season one is so good.
Oh, so many. Yeah, the original lineup on that network was just incredible.
Yep.
But
Fantastic.
It all started with Space Couch. This is kind of like my love letter to that show.
To Space Couch.
Absolutely.
Space Ghost. We yeah. are Space Couch.
Yeah, that's right.
Space Ghost.
You've
got
to remember not to say Space Ghost. You're going to do it on stage.
I know.
I need some Hanna-Barbera sound effects when you say Space Ghost. And we're like, zip, whip, boing.
There's also, I'll just mention a fun bit in the show where Luke and I are going to be wearing dog training electric shock collars. And,
oh, God,
we'll
that
have
sounds horrible.
Mild electric currents thrown through our bodies.
It does feel horrible, but.
We did a test yesterday.
Yeah, I kept just doing myself again and Ooh. Again. It was
You loved it.
I don't know. Maybe I've got the advantage because I got like a media neck, but
I reckon you got a kink.
Yeah, maybe I do.
I think
far out. So electric dog collars, a space couch, lots of Hanna-Barbera sound effects mm-hmm. as well. Sounding quite good, to be honest. And a few fantastic guests too. And so what dates are you talking here?
We're kicking off this Wednesday, 10 p.m. It's a late show. That's why we're allowed to be so weird with it. And
Fantastic.
It goes for 4 nights till Saturday.
Fantastic. And it's all ages, and $25 is the cover charge as well. And Basement Theatre is a great venue as well, so always a good time down there. Anything else you want to share with us before?
You should come, you guys, because, you know, it's fun to put on these crazy projects, but we'll stop doing it if people don't turn up. Yeah. You're an artist, you get it.
Politics?
The recent politics.
The couch definitely tries to seize the means of production.
There we go.
We'll put it that
Big
way.
Time. The couch is a Soviet, after all.
Yeah,
and
this
that,
is true.
That is very evident in the show, that there's a real, you know, agenda or manifesto, you could say, that
all
the
right.
couch is trying to get.
Fantastic.
Pushes way through.
Push into space.
Mm.
Well, thank you very much for popping in this morning, Disaster Radio and Tim Batt. Space Couch, a live comedy chat show with Tim Batt and Disaster Radio, starting this Wednesday. Sounds pretty fun.
Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, Rachel. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to have you up too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.